I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
What's going on? This is Xavier Woods, aka Austin Creed.
I said, give me a hell yeah!
Hey, this is Zeta Zay.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Talent is not sexually transmitted.
You need to go back to the drawing board because your game absolutely sucks.
Hey everyone, this is Jeff Cobb.
I'm Lewis Howley.
I'm Sam Spoker. We are Pretty Deadly.
Yes, boy.
Yes, boy.
Hello, my name is Ilya Dragunov, the star, the NXT UK champion, and you're listening to the Wrestling Podcast.
You are listening to the longest-running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Wrestling Podcast. Stancy, Ro Moran, and Chino Liao coming to you for another weekly stream. Another big, big week in wrestling. Like we said on the pre-show, ang dami natin kailangan pusapan from Dark Side of the Ring to Dynamite Grand Slam. I think I'm lagging, so we're going to do something about that real quick. Just to give you the quick rundown of stuff we're talking about. We're doing Extreme Rules predictions as well, and while I take some time to reset my stuff, Ro, please tell the listeners about how they can support the podcast by being a wrestling podcast patron.
Sakto ng timing mo, guys. It is Extreme Rules on Monday Manila time, so you know what time it is. It is time to join the watch party. If you want to watch the show live with us on Monday morning, all you got to do is subscribe to our Patreon account. That is patreon.com/wrestlingpodcast. For as low as 250 pesos, you get to watch pay-per-views with us. You get to join our Discord community. You get exclusive access to our exclusive review content and all the TV shows that happen every week. You get free merch. May libreng pa face mask kami and pa t-shirt and more to come along the way. So all you got to do, again, is to subscribe on patreon.com/wrestlingpodcast for as low as 250 pesos a month. While we wait for Stan to restart his mic and equipment. So how about that thing that's happening in my background,
yes,
right?
Yes, what a segue.
Diba? AEW Dynamite Grand Slam happened earlier this morning, Manila time, and wow. So sabi ni Julian kanina, match of the year for him on Omega versus Danielson. And it was one hell of a match, I will assure you of that. And they reminded us in a good way that may time limit nga pala sa AEW.
It was a little weird for me that it ended that way. They gave us blue balls with that ending. It felt like this is definitive, which I guess is good in the long run because you get to do this again, you get to run it again down the road. But I mean, at the end of the day, diba, it gives them the ability to tell more of this story and to build up the next match better. Because I really felt this first matchup was very sudden. And you just drop Brian or Daniel in the middle, or whatever he goes by now, in the middle of the deep end of the pool here. So at least now they'll have a precedent for him being a contender moving forward. Right? They can tell a story better with that. Right? And it's going to be great moving forward because we already know how incredible both these guys are in the ring.
Who did you have winning ulit from last week's predictions? Because I think I had Brian winning. And looking back at it, I like that it was a draw. Kasi, syempre, it's a dream match. You can't give away a winner just yet. And they did that the right way, I would say.
Well, okay. Fine, fair. I had Omega winning with shenanigans. Which nangyari naman. Kasi after the draw, but still.
I mean, Omega didn't win technically, but we're going to be seeing more of this. That's the good part. But that's the good part about it being a draw and then them laying out yung shenanigans in the post-match part of it. As a whole, I think we mentioned this kanina no pre-show para masyado maaga to just go out and say na match of the year na agad-agad. I don't know, especially on the day that it happened. I can't really say that agad-agad.
I mean, imagine kung may nanalo, diba? So, mas gusto ko yun.
Yes, kung may nanalo. Kung may nanalo, then yes. It's a little bit more definitive that way. Diba? It's a more decisive victory. But because it is a time limit draw, you kind of have, it's kind of thrown in the air. It's certainly a contender. Whether it wins or not is still a different conversation.
I just wanted to say that for those who missed out on who Bryan Danielson was before he signed with the WWE and became Daniel Bryan and became the ultimate underdog that we know now, this was him in his peak world championship form in ROH. So slow wrestler, methodical, stiff in some ways, some respects, and really a ring general in every sense of the word. So this is what you were missing. This is why he got signed to the big leagues in the first place.
Sabi ni Elijah in the comments, nakakagulat daw na parang main event yung opening match. I don't know how long you've been watching AEW, but that's actually their pattern. Now, they really put a main event level match to start the show kasi that's how they want to differentiate themselves. That's how they want to hook you in. Start pa lang, parang main event feels na agad. So, it's really par for the course for AEW, to be very
honest.
Si Emil
may sinasabi sa, would it have the same impact if it was the real main event and because he got kind of burned out for the rest of the show? I think it would have hit different as well. Because if you had everything else happen, you would be tired as well for Bryan versus Omega in the end.
Leia's asking, is this going to be a trilogy? I don't know. That's probably up to TK and the rest of AEW if they want it to be a trilogy. It also probably depends on when Adam Page is coming back.
True. Pwede. That makes sense.
Right? So I don't know. Hindi natin alam. Okay. Sabi natin hindi pa babalik si Hangman Page, no? It would be... I would be able to accept na si Bryan yung tatapos sa reign ni Kenny Omega. But that's just me.
I don't know if I want it. Siguro I would take it if it happened. Pero Lance is right. I think Hangman deserved the championship from Kenny first before Bryan. Bryan doesn't need a championship. We know he's good. Yeah. We know he's a main eventer. Diba?
And even si Bryan said that he really is considering retiring after a few years. Diba? So he doesn't really... It's not like he's out in AEW to chase after a title. Diba? He just wants to face the best talent that they have. So a title doesn't necessarily need to come into the picture for an Omega Danielson rematch.
Actually, now that I think about it, Bryan Danielson in AEW is probably going to be like Shawn Michaels between 2002 and 2010 when he ultimately retired. Like he only really had that one short title reign in 2002. And then after that, he was never world champion again. So I can probably make this comparison. Now, this is where Bryan is now at this stage in his career. And we're seeing it. And I love it. I'm okay with it.
Yeah, tama.
Have you guys talked about the open letter niya sa Players Tribune?
No, we forgot.
Yeah, so if you guys haven't read it yet, Bryan Danielson published an open letter on the Players Tribune. And it's very beautiful. It's very succinct. It's also very grateful, yung tone ng open letter ni Bryan. Unlike a lot of ex-WWE guys, he really goes out of his way to thank WWE, to thank Vince McMahon. He even says na he wishes people could see Vince the way he sees Vince. So it says a lot about how siya, yung relationship niya with Vince McMahon is very different from a lot of wrestlers who have come and gone from WWE.
John Patrick says the match wasn't as good. So guys, they're both good. So please keep it in your pants. But I like that what Bryan said in his letter. Kasi somebody made a meme on New Malacanang, or I think it was some other shitposting group. Bryan was the Chad ex-WWE alumni who is grateful for his time, while CM Punk is the bitter virgin who is super sour grape about his time in WWE. And I can't help but agree that, oh man, yeah, Bryan is living much better with, you know, with less on his chest. On his soul. So, buti for him that he was able to find some sort of closure from his time in WWE. Kasi it did put him on the map, to be honest. So, buti na he found the grace to thank WWE for everything that they've done for him.
And it's refreshing to see somebody Yeah. He doesn't put out a video with a jail cell. He doesn't fucking go into like a multi-billion dollar vignette just to tease na lalabas ako dito. Diba? It's just very, he sounded so grateful and generous to everybody, to even the fans. He even said na, if you don't want to watch me in AEW, I understand. Okay lang yun. Diba? That's just the level of gratitude he has for the business and for what he's done in the business. Diba? He knows that the fans put him where he is right now. He knows that he wouldn't be here without the WWE, wouldn't be here without Vince, without the production crew, without the other wrestlers. Diba? And he acknowledges that. It's just it just goes to show that for all the things we hear about WWE, it is possible to leave the company without feeling bitter.
Si Malakai Black din, he wasn't bitter about anything.
Yeah, right?
Remember that?
Yeah, diba? Kasi compare mo si Malakai Black and si Brian kila Moxley, diba? Or kila whoever else made a debut, si Tucker, diba? They were all pretty bitter. And granted, yes, kasi nawalan sila ng trabaho. They feel like they weren't given the fair shake in terms of...
Or iba-iba yung experiences nila individually.
Diba? Exactly. So it is possible na pwede kang umalis ng company without feeling bitter na you actually had a great experience.
See, so I think yung pinaka-takeaway dito really is just really quickly na yung iba-iba yung experiences nila. Like, it's the same entity but everyone just goes through it differently, you know?
Aaron says that WWE treated Punk worse than Brian. This is actually true. Pero they kind of had to treat Punk bad to get Brian to where he is now. Yeah. So parang they did learn from it, I guess, but I don't know, Punk doubled down on everything after 7 years ganun pa rin siya. And it's just refreshing. You're right, it's just refreshing to see na iba yung pagtrato ni Brian sa former employer niya.
Yeah, even this morning during Dynamite, see, Punk even took a shot again
at WWE, he doubled down
during his promo. Yeah. So I would much rather hear from the Bryans of the world, even though it is kind of fun to hear a John Moxley podcast episode or a CM Punk rant. It's fun from time to time, pero I think on the whole, para mas gusto kong makarinig nung yung mga, you know, stuff, sentiments from the Bryan Danielsons and the Malakai Blacks.
Honestly, guys, these last 2 years, they all felt like we were being ruled over by CM Punks. So it's nice and refreshing to hear somebody like Brian talk about the company that way.
Definitely. One last thing on AEW before we take our first break. It was also announced this week that they have signed a deal with the estate of Owen Hart, the late, great Owen Hart, to honor him through a memorial tournament called the Owen Cup. And the deal also includes merch and other specialized appearances on AEW video games. So ang laking bagay nito because I don't recall ever having seen an Owen Hart action figure.
Yeah, Martha didn't like the idea of WWE making a name or making money off Owen's name after he died. So, talagang goodwill because AEW isn't run by Vince McMahon. So, yeah, good for them. It's a good thing for Owen fans and for the wrestling industry as a whole that you can get Martha Hart to trust the business again.
It also makes me wonder if this is a play to entice one Kevin Owens over to their side. Because there's no bigger fan of Owen Hart in the world than the man who named himself and his son after Owen Hart. Diba? So parang it I'm not telling you to put on your tinfoil hats here, guys. But pag nangyari yun, I wouldn't be surprised.
Okay. I honestly never thought of that connection. So we'll see.
I don't think you need a lot of things to entice Kevin Owens away from the WWE anyway, though. So
a lot of his friends are in AEW already to begin with.
I think that's just gravy at this point.
Right? So yeah, there. That's the AEW talk for this week. We still have Rampage Grand Slam happening in like 48 hours.
Wait, Bruce, Kevin Owens does not own the name Kevin Owens. He does not go by the name of Kevin Owens in the Indies. It is a WWE construct.
Pero yung Owens, yung Owen is the name of his son.
Yeah. His son is Owen Owens.
Yeah.
Or, you know, Owenstein, if you want to refer to him by shoot name. Yeah. It would be nice, though, if KO went to AEW and became Kevin Kilstein, which is the name that The Rock thought na yung pangalan ni Kevin Owens. Diba Kilstein?
That sounds like a wrestler's name too.
Yeah, diba? Kevin Kilstein. What a badass name. I would love
like
that.
That sounds like a wrestler's name. Diba? Parang Braun Breaker.
We have Dwayne The Rock Johnson to thank for Kevin Kilstein. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we're predicting Extreme Rules. And we're going to be asking you to question if WWE should shift its focus away from PPVs to big weekly TV episodes. But before that, if you want to support the podcast, you can do it through your online shopping over at Lazada.
All right, guys, 10-10 na ulit in 2 weeks. I think that's right. But if you need anything to get from Lazada, all you got to do is use our affiliate link and you can support the podcast in doing so. It is podlink.co/IAM, the letters IAM. All you got to do is type that in your mobile browser. It will take you to the app. You add to cart and check out from there. And what you buy will help us do what we do here in the podcast at no extra cost to you.
So again, that's podlink.co/IAM. And now a quick word from our other podcasts on Podcast Network Asia.
Hi mga macho at sexy chismosa, ako nga pala si Makoy, ang inyong corporate slave.
At ako nga pala si Ingo, ang inyong corporate lackey.
Nabalitaan niyo na ba yung pinakabagong chismis? Nandito na kami ngayon sa Podcast Network Asia.
Oo nga, kaya samahan niyo kami sa longest.
Longest?
Running.
Ay, yung pinakamahaba?
Comedy podcast sa buong Pilipinas.
Di ba longest yung pinakamahaba?
Oo, pare, tayo yung pinakamahaba.
Ang macho chismisa.
Dahil ang tunay na macho,
chismoso. Pag longest ba, tayo rin yung pinakamatigas.
Right, let's get some shoutouts over on Kumu.
So, madaming ipaparamdam sa ating Kumu. So, first of all, the Geeky Ones let it be known that if Punk never left in 2014, di daw mananalo si Brian ng WrestleMania, which might be the case.
It's likely accurate.
Yeah,
it's a what if that we will explore at some time. Sabi din niya, I'd like a super tournament for the Owen Cup, 64 man single elimination tournament, kind of like the G1.
March Madness.
Oh, kaya ng AEW yun, dami na talent. Dami na
pasok niya sila Baron Black.
Pasok niya yung mga Impact New Japan guys.
Yeah. Diba? Oh, and then Kyle says, not so new music is banging. Talking about our brand deal breaker music. Sabi din, Scumageddon. Good evening, WWP. I got back to my old place. Thanks for keeping me company. Thanks,
Scumageddon. Thanks, Scumageddon, for joining us.
Miss you, man.
What's good? What's good?
Also, syempre, dahil Kumu to, may nagpadala ng mga halo-halo. Shout out to Admin Angelo and the Geeky Ones for sending free Halo Halos our way. Thank you also to everybody joining us on Kumu. Keep hitting those hearts so that the people of Kumu know you love this wrestling talk.
All right, let's go to Extreme Rules. It's happening on Monday, Manila time. And the question looming over the pay-per-view, and I think a lot of these gimmick pay-per-views that we've become so used to now over the last decade and a half or however long it's been, is should WWE really just shift its focus na lang to big weekly TV episodes, which is what AEW has been doing and doing pretty well?
Especially considering what's been happening over the past couple of weeks. Big E became champion on Raw. They had Roman Reigns and the Bloodline on Raw and other things on SmackDown. So talagang, I feel like AEW is forcing them to pivot to a TV-centric format. And as a result, the build for Extreme Rules has kind of been lackluster. Parang afterthought na lang yung pay-per-view on Sunday when you have all these big things happening every week.
Ikaw, Chino, what do you think about this? Kasi yun pa rin yung lifeblood talaga ng WWE, di ba? Yeah. The pay-per-views. Because the pay-per-views are part of their WWE Network subscription model, yes, which is where the key business is.
It's interesting that if they do switch to TV focused product here, magsasuffer dyan syempre yung network eh, di ba? If you don't have the pay-per-views which make a majority of the network, then you won't have all the shows we love on the network as well. Kasi magsasuffer yan in general. And I feel like Vince McMahon is a traditionalist in the sense that he uses TV to build up the pay-per-views, di ba? That's always been the WWE way of doing things. Now that said, today's times are very different from the 80s where this all started, diba? So there will be times where he will have to focus on putting up great TV product just to give himself enough of a leverage over AEW. Whether or not that actually affects his byline in the long run is still something I have to wait and see. Kasi hindi ko din masabi. I can't really say na dapat mag-focus lang sila sa TV. Because I love the network too, you know?
Kasi dun yung labanan eh. If you follow the business news, kasi it's really the ratings war, and that is where the majority of their money comes in, through the TV deals, right? So if they're going to do what they were doing this past couple of weeks, right, that they are putting pay-per-view level matches on TV, big moments, huge story beats, you might as well play AEW's game na lang. Diba? It's where you're making your money.
I mean, okay, so Aaron brings up a good point here in the comment section. Now, one of the effects that we're feeling as a result of this is that yung mga storylines parang minamadali. However, nag-overlap din yung ibang arcs. Like, for example, Roman Reigns has his beef with Cena, he has beef with Balor, he has beef with Big E. All of these things are happening simultaneously. Diba? Si Big E has beef with Roman, he has beef with Bobby Lashley, and then it all came to a head in a random triple threat on Raw. I think for me, what I would rather see on Raw is a case where they actually promote the main events. We don't really get that on Raw. Compare that to Dynamite, where nakalatag na yung card at the end of this episode, nakalatag na yung next week's card, so you know what to expect. So if I'm watching Raw, I want to know what to expect. I don't want a main event na at the start of the show lang siya ibubok. Alam mo yun?
Yeah, so better storytelling is what you're saying.
Yeah, basically, ang gusto mong mangyari is they stop ripping up the script before the show starts.
That's true.
Right? And knowing the WWE right now, feeling ko nakikinig sila sa fans nila. They're listening to what the fans want and how what to give them. So I feel like maybe that might happen in the future. I mean, we're getting good shit here as of recent draws. So,
hey, we're getting must-watch draws. That's great.
Diba? Which is great, yes. Diba? Rising tide lifts all boats and all that. But then at the same time, I don't really know how long this will last for them. Like, parang it comes in ebbs and flows for the WWE.
So with that being said, we can probably break things down more as we go through the card. So we have 6 matches confirmed for the show on Monday, Manila time. And let's start with the only Extreme Rules match on the card. The only match really with any stipulation whatsoever, which is so different from previous iterations of Extreme Rules. So it's Roman Reigns versus the Demon in an Extreme Rules match. Does the Demon stand a chance here?
No. Sorry, no. Demon to make it more compelling, pero we all know that Brock Lesnar is facing Roman Reigns for the championship at Crown Jewel, Blood Money 6. No, so wala na tayong magagawa dun. Sorry, Demon, your time is up.
Yun din yung problema ng WWE. They already jumped the gun. They blew their load bago pa umabot ng Saudi Arabia, because it's basically like they were telling us na matatalo si Finn Balor dito.
Yeah.
Kasi we all know that he has Brock in like a few months in Saudi. So yeah. Parang mali din yung buwelo nila dyan. Mali din yung atake. So I say Roman Reigns. Yeah.
I would have saved that until after Monday. Kasi they had 1 week to wait. So why didn't you wait?
Right.
Or at least sabihin mo, ano, whoever is the champion walking out of Extreme Rules faces of Brock, right?
At least Patrick brings up in the comments that WWE should drop their deal with Saudi Arabia because the pay-per-view is unnecessary. Well, if you look at the bottom line of business, it's always money. And the Saudi Arabia deal is very lucrative. So
not to defend the Saudi deal, because it's really bad, but the WWE is making $50 million per pay-per-view. And that $50 million is like what they make over like 1 year of TV, I think, something like that. Basta they make $50 million over a long-term period, and they make that per pay-per-view in Saudi. So yun yung dahilan kung bakit sila laging bakit nila in-honor yung Saudi deal, even though it is blood money, literally.
And you can say what you want about like a big corporation, diba, making this amount of money, pero magti-trickle down yan sa mga talents. Kaya if you're a talent, pabor din sa'yo na magkaroon ng event, whether that's in Saudi or wherever else, because that's really just how the business works. So,
yeah.
Okay. Unanimous tayo, no? Roman?
Yeah.
Moving on?
Yeah.
All right. Sorry, Finn. SmackDown Women's Championship, Becky Lynch versus Bianca Belair. This was pretty interesting because right before SmackDown, I thought that Becky would go on to have a long reign, but if you're going to go by wrestling logic, I mean, sure, we haven't seen the go-home show yet, but Becky stood on top. nitong SmackDown in Bianca's hometown of Knoxville, Tennessee.
Feeling ko yun yung go home nila for this feud. Like, they're not gonna go home on this episode of SmackDown. I could be wrong, but I think that was it because they were gonna focus on other things this Friday. So if we're gonna take that as a go home, then Bianca's gonna win.
Kasi, going by wrestling logic, yeah.
Going by wrestling logic, yeah.
Ikaw, Chino.
Ako, Becky, just because she found Seth's closet. No. good for her. Pwede na sila mag-share ng pangit na damit. Diba?
Lakas mong okre. Alright. Next, next up is the triple threat match for the United States Championship. Damian Priest defends against Jeff Hardy and Sheamus. So insert random Jeff Hardy here as of this week's Raw, which I think was a response to Jeff Hardy having trended on Twitter the week before. What do you guys think about this one?
People power. I hope the Jeff Hardy stans are happy now because their boy is getting shine. But it would be really surprising if they do go on and give the fans what they want. Jeff Hardy wins the championship out of nowhere. So that would be crazy.
Interesting, right? To see how much the WWE actually listens to their fans now.
They gave
us Big E. Now let's see if they'll give us Jeff Hardy. Interesting, right?
If Jeff Hardy wins, he will literally be a Grand Slam champion. Because this is the only title na lang that he hasn't won yet. So the stands would love it. He trended Aaron because he was involved in a 24/7 championship skit
two weeks ago. Yeah.
And people didn't like that. Na parang, he got relegated to 24/7 status. So the following week, he was in a match against, was it Karrion Kross or someone?
Not Karrion Kross, because he won that match, I remember. Or I think it was Damian Priest.
Has Jeff Hardy won the United States Championship? Di ko alam, let me check right now.
Oh, yeah, he has on SmackDown. No. Wait, no nga ba?
Jeff won the belt SmackDown in 2018, Sabani Rowan.
Oh, okay. My bad. So, yeah, technically Grand Slam.
I think tama siya, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So, marami nagreklamo on the fact that he was involved in a 24/7 championship segment. I said on TikTok, kasi may nagreklamo sa TikTok, if I were Jeff Hardy and I would get paid for appearing in a random 24/7 championship skit without sacrificing my body, goods na ako nun. Diba? Appearance fee din yun.
Yeah. Kasi
masakit na katawan ko.
Matanda na siya, guys. Gusto niyo tumalon siya ng tumalon?
Guys, let's not forget that Jeff Hardy has taken so many dangerous bumps in his lifetime.
Have you guys noticed that Jeff Hardy is doing second rope splashes? That's the safest thing he can do now.
He's not a dive guy anymore, you guys. He's in his 40s. He's recovered from substance abuse and damaging injuries. Let's let the guy be, man. Come on.
We're not saying this to mock him, by the way, huh? Like, we literally want him to remain healthy and, you know, to keep living a quality life.
I'm a wrestler. I want him to not feel pain anymore because he's feeling a lot of pain and that is addictions.
Tama yung sinabi ni Admin Jackie. Let Jeff and his earlobes rest. That is still the most horrific thing I've seen in wrestling. Yeah.
And Jeff Hardy is happy painting his face for Monday Night Raw every week and showing up. And running, tapos binigyan din siya ng opportunity to be in a match like that and get hurt even more.
Yeah.
What are you doing to him?
Damn it, Jeff Hardy stands. Okay, predictions natin for the US title match. I say Priest.
I say Priest as well. Because it solidifies his title.
Yeah, Priest though, kasi I do like the fact though that it's not a straight up rematch between Damian Priest and Sheamus. Like, Jeff Hardy is in the mix. So
yun, si Sheamus yung kalaban ni Jeff Hardy after the 24/7 thing.
Yeah,
and he beat Sheamus, which is why he's in this feud.
Yeah, no, that was this week. That was this week.
Crap. Okay. Time is a circle. Sorry. Basta yun. Damian Priest wins. He beats two world champions in a championship match. Puts him over. That's the prediction.
Yeah.
Okay, next. Let's talk about Charlotte and Alexa for the women's championship. A lot of people were liking their promo on Raw this week because they really blurred the lines between reality and kayfabe here. And we finally got to see a different side to demonic Alexa, supernatural Alexa.
Yeah, I like that they weren't playing it straight supernatural anymore. Like, I think they were mind games that Bray Wyatt was supposedly playing, but they were busy doing the whole funhouse thing and the fiend thing for him. And I hope that they keep it moving forward. Like, okay, have Alexa be the weird mean girl that is shooting on everyone while having a weird doll, a supernatural doll, diba? So that's a much more compelling, much more interesting Alexa Bliss for me. And I hope that this Alexa Bliss wins on Sunday.
Ikaw, Chino, what did you think of the promo this week?
I liked it. I like the depth that they're giving the character. And sana, like everybody's saying here in the comment section, they give it to Alexa because it feels like it's a different twist on the scary horror character, which the women's division still needs, but also needs to be different nowadays. So I think Alexa needs to win this.
Sorry, what is the Meltzer comment? I don't know
Meltzer,
what that is.
Okay, so somebody brought it up. Meltzer basically
yes, Aaron, said, in the comments.
So Meltzer basically said that 1,500 people walked out of this segment, and then Alexa Bliss and a few others called him out, saying that the barbero siya, basically.
Like in the audience, 15,000 people.
So basically, out of 8,000 in attendance, 1,500 people walked out.
Okay.
Basically, a sizable chunk, right? Yan.
Sayan na ko yung numbers niya.
Siyempre, hindi sa mga alipores niya. Yung mga tao-tao.
That's the kind of stuff that people like on the wrestling, diba? Yeah. Like the stuff that Ruby and Britt Baker were doing.
Tsaka it's interesting that he has like a specific number. Like, nagbilang ba yung kasama niya?
Wait, dami niyo. 1,500 pala kayo.
Even the ushers can keep track of that, di ba? Uy, ilan yung nagbabanyo dito sa segment na to, di ba? Parang ang labo naman. Yeah. Okay, who should win this match? Who should win the title?
I just want Alexa to win it.
Ako din, Alexa.
Yeah.
I'm gonna predict Charlotte. I don't know why. I just think na they need that constant. That constant presence ni Charlotte as champion. So that's my prediction.
I do think she's going to retain via shenanigans to build up the cause of this new Alexa. So if that happens, okay lang. But I do really want Alexa to win.
All right. Next up, SmackDown Tag Team Championships, the Usos versus the Street Profits. Ito medyo na-rush din siya. I think sinakto nila sa pagbalik ni Montez Ford. He came back, kailan ba? This past week, di ba?
No.
During the Knoxville episode.
No, he's been back a while. He was feuding with the Alpha Academy like before this,
right,
before this happened,
before they saved.
Filler lang siya. Medyo random yung pagka-appear nila to save Finn from the Bloodline. So, Bloodline wins. Usos win.
Usos,
yeah, I don't think the Bloodline's gonna lose yung championships nila anytime soon. Masyado pang hot yung ano, yung act eh.
Yeah.
Okay, finally, Liv Morgan versus Carmella. This is super random. I don't know why out of all the feuds, they get a match at Extreme Rules. I mean, it's not to say that they suck or whatever. It's just kind of weird.
Because everything's been happening on TV.
Baka yung ano, baka yung winner nito gets to be the sneakerhead gimmick again.
You know, wala tayong WWE Championship match because everything has been happening on Raw. Yeah. That's why they have to include a random Liv Morgan versus Carmella match, which is fine, I guess. But I much would rather have Toni Storm on the pay-per-view. I'm going to agree with Emil here and say give Liv a pay-per-view win. I think she's been built up. She's been improving then. She's been built up over this time. So I think she deserves it as well.
Yeah, I think if you have a heel champion like Becky, sabihin natin mag-retain siya, and then Bianca gets phased out of the women's championship storyline, I think Liv would be a good challenger down the road.
Yeah.
So okay. I think she needs this win against a former champion in Carmella. That being said, I don't understand why we couldn't have Nakamura versus Apollo Crews for the Intercontinental Championship on the pay-per-view.
Oh, my. Well, probably TV ratings, you know? That's the business
I would also say that because nila pwedeng ubusin lahat ng pay-per-view matches sa pay-per-view.
Sana less than 3 hours lang to pay-per-view na to.
Yeah, at least, di ba, kung anim lang yung matches will be done by under 2 hours or under 3 hours, di ba?
Yeah, di ba?
Who's
yeah, technically, we've been having pay-per-views like that din naman, like before SummerSlam, di ba, after WrestleMania.
That's fair, but when they went back to audiences, parang humaba na ulit yung pay-per-views, I felt like.
Yeah.
So we can. I can't really say. I mean, it's not beyond them to add four more matches into this by Sunday.
That's true.
We still
agree
have
with
a SmackDown to watch. So we'll see.
Joseph's asking if Zelina Vega is still on the losing streak. Didn't she and Carmella win in SmackDown that quick match against Sina Tony?
No, they or got did Sina Tony win it? They got counted out because Carmella got her nose or got her face attacked and they wanted to go to the back instead.
Right. So, yeah, she's still on a losing streak, Joseph. There you go. All right, there you have it. That's Extreme Rules. That's the card. Let us know what you think. Let us know yung mga predictions ninyo in the comment section or if may pahabol kayong thoughts on the card that you want to send our way. It is at Wrestling2XPod on TikTok and on Twitter. Before we go to break, let's talk about something else here. Let's segue to Vice's Dark Side of the Ring, which made a comeback. Yung part 2 ng current season has started airing and they kicked it off with the plane ride from hell. This infamous moment in WWE's history. So it happened in 2002 and almost 20 years later, saka lang siya talaga nare-revisit in such vivid detail. So if you want all the details, you know, I suggest you check out the episode. If sexual harassment and sexual assault are triggers for you, this is a trigger warning. But in the aftermath of Vice having aired itong episode na to on the plane ride from hell, two big things happened. So the first is, syempre, because Ric Flair was a central character in this story, his ads from CarShield, the car insurance company, got pulled. So if you've been watching wrestling live, sa mga US feeds, you would have probably seen these commercials. They've been pulled for the meantime. Ric Flair has also been removed from yung WWE signature opening video at the start of their broadcasts. Hindi mo na maririnig yung woo at the start. His image has also been replaced with that of the Ultimate Warrior. His merch has been removed from WWE Shop. And WWE Storytime removed yung episode about that plane ride from hell from the WWE Network. Ric Flair himself has released statements denying the allegations. And he also implied on Twitter that Rob Van Dam was out to disparage his reputation. So let's talk about Ric Flair first and all of this. Kasi kay Tommy Dreamer, it's a separate issue, albeit related. Let's start with Rob.
What do you want me to say? I didn't watch the episode because I didn't find the time. But it's really bad if Flair... I don't want to jump on the mob. I don't want to be part of the mob. I am too old and tired to be part of any mobs destroying holding Ric Flair accountable because he's already been punished for that by the companies he works with and will be working with in the future. But it's really bad for it's just a really bad look for him to just deny it. If I were him, I would just have owned up to it and said sorry. It's not hard to say sorry, guys. If you did something wrong, especially when you were drunk or drugged up, it's not hard to say sorry at all. And that's what he should have done.
So long sabihin na sabi ni Rowan instead of Warrior, they should have put like Adam Lane saying Jeff Hardy. That's a good one, Rowan. You popped with that. That is nice. That's great. Imagine it mo yung unang maririnig mo. Jeff Harvey. That was good.
Jess Harvey.
Jess Harvey. Okay. Anyway, back to the thing. I remember this happening, actually. This whole plane ride from hell situation when it broke. But when it happened, people were treating it like it was one big party. Na parang, joke time lang to lahat. And like Tommy Dreamer said, it's what boys do. Diba? It's what the boys are. Diba? But when you watch that episode, it's so jarring to see how not only did things de-escalate that quickly, but also how a lot of them defended Ric Flair and the other guys involved. Diba? It's Tommy Dreamer, yes, we'll get to him later. But then Mike Chioda also said a lot of things that were in defense to what the situation was. It's what you do at the time, and diba? And yes, maybe it's because it's a different time. But if you tama si Roy, if you do something, especially because it's a different time, then you're still accountable for your actions, diba? Kasi buhay ka pa, you're still around. You can't really say that was you before. Can't really deny allegations from 10 years ago. Kasi may receipts na, people are bringing it back to light. So I'm not here to like cancel people or what. Hindi naman ako cancel culture person, but to at least own up to it, it has to account for something. Parang hindi mo pwedeng sabihin na joke time lang to, eh, especially when everything is told in detail now.
Yeah.
So, okay, Chino mentioned Tommy Dreamer. This is as good a time as any to bring his statements on the episode into the forefront. Because more than Mike Chioda, more than Justin Credible, more than Scott Hall or anybody who appeared on the episode, si Tommy Dreamer yung pinaka shocking, I guess, yung reaction to everything that happened. So Tommy Dreamer was on the episode and he basically laughed it off. He laughed off the idea that things would have found it offensive, comparing it to his haircut, the double ponytail. He said na it was a joke. It was common for its time. He dropped the boys will be boys line. A lot of very problematic things. And he said all of these on the record, right? So he can't blame the filmmakers or the showrunners of Dark Side of the Ring.
He didn't.
So, he didn't naman. But I'm saying na someone else could have and might have, right? If this were to have happened to somebody else. In the aftermath, Impact Wrestling has suspended him. And they release an internal memo telling people na yung, Tommy Dreamer has been suspended and all that. So Dreamer has since apologized on Twitter. I'm not sure if that was an apology that a PR person helped him write or whatever. I don't know if his views have immediately changed upon hearing yung backlash. But to hear those comments in 2021 from a guy who was actually there was just really, really jarring and upsetting.
I just want to say I will be surprised if any wrestlers would work on future content of Dark Side of the Ring after this, because the crew just let him throw himself under the bus over there. And I would imagine that people would be more careful to go on the show now. So I don't know.
That's a great point. Diba? That's a great point, because Chris Jericho has said on his podcast, as he was talking to the showrunners, na they've done such a good job of earning respect and credibility from the wrestlers, diba? The fact that they were able to get Dr. Martha Hart on the show, yun talaga yung nag-up ng cred nila. Now that the Tommy Dreamer thing has happened, you're right, Ro. I don't know who else is going to be willing to go on record for season 4. I don't know if season 4 is going to happen.
Diba? Yun pa. Exactly. I mean, you could probably do a show with the non-wrestlers as resource persons, pero I don't know how much content you could generate from that.
Yeah,
right?
Credibility pag nangyari yun, eh. But then at the same time, kasi Dark Side of the Ring, title pa lang, alam mo, hindi na masaya yung show, eh, di ba?
That's true, yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
It already carries a level of gravity. Di ba? Whenever you watch an episode, you know that they're going to talk about the really dark, disturbing things in the world of wrestling. Diba? So at the same time, you can't really just hold you can't hold the creators accountable, of course, yes.
Sinabi mo rin,
naman nila kasalanan eh. Oh.
You went on the record.
But then at the same time, yes, Stan, correct ka. Hindi nila kasalanan na nangyayari yung nangyayari, diba? So they are just out there telling a story like any filmmaker would. Diba? It just
absolutely,
so happens
that
the stories that they tell really are the worst stories that you can tell about pro wrestling.
Right, this is the underbelly of the industry. And this is something that they sought to tell naman from the very first episode of the series, right? So it's not their fault. I do hope na these stories keep getting told, just because they really shed a light on so much, on everything that's happened na, you know, we'd like to know more of, right? But to go back to Tommy Dreamer for just a bit here, hearing those comments from someone in 2021 tells us na kahit na nagka-speaking out na at lahat-lahat, marami pa rin tao na kailangang magbago yung paningin towards these things, towards safe spaces and sexual assault, sexual harassment, and all that, you know? The speaking out movement having happened last year is not enough to change wrestling altogether. The people that still think na boys will be boys, na tama yun, it has to be called out. Like, I hope na it serves as a lesson for everybody in the industry na mali nga yun.
I just want to say that the mob isn't it. I don't want to call it cancel culture, but so there is a mob and the mob is angry, but in a lot of cases, it's not it. And that's the reason why we still have people who think like Tommy Dreamer does, is because we have antagonized them to the point where they feel like they don't want to give in to the pressure and change. So we got to communicate. Yeah.
Feeling ko kasi Tommy Dreamer, besides all the things that he said, he was also just defending his friend. And I can totally stand by that. Yeah, I've defended my friends before. But then at the same time, may mga things talaga na hindi na pwede sa panahon ngayon, di ba? So, So dapat at least, at the very least, he should have given it some thought before he said what he said.
I think what matters more is more good faith conversations about why those things are wrong, why those beliefs are wrong, why the past was wrong for thinking that way. And that, to me, is more effective in getting change to happen than everyone, you know, raising a pitchfork and storming the town and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if you're one of those viewers who think na yung sinabi ni Terry, diba, about the Brock Lesnar thing, na it was very upsetting to her, sinabihan siya ni Dustin, don't sell it, don't sell it. If that upset you, then that's good because you know it's wrong. And siguro nasa atin na rin yung responsibility. I wouldn't say it's a burden. Nasa atin yung responsibility to be sensitive din with these conversations, na let's not go and like raise hell agad-agad. Tama si Chino when you said na cancel culture can be different. Can be detrimental, rather. Aaron in the comment section says that you can hold your friends accountable and still be friends. And I agree. I absolutely agree. So we'll leave it at that. We're going to take a break. And then when we come back, we'll talk about NXT 2.0, some good stuff naman, para we're not, you know, ending the episode on such a dark note. We're going to talk about Dante Chen, the pride of Southeast Asian wrestling right now. But first, a quick break to let you know about how you can support the podcast through your online shopping over on Shopee.
All right, guys. So payday sales on Shopee, 10-10 on Shopee. All of those are coming. All you got to do to support the podcast with your Shopee shopping is use our affiliate link. It is podlink.co/W9X. podlink.co/W9X. All you got to do is type that in your mobile browser at the cart. Check out what you buy will help us do what we do here in the podcast. At no extra cost to you.
And now a quick word from our other podcasts on Podcast Network Asia.
If you're a podcaster or plan to create your own podcast soon, we want to share with you a tool that we use to help monetize our podcasts. It's called Podmetrics.
You may have heard about it before, but let me tell you now, Podmetrics is a platform that allows you to have full control of how you monetize your podcast. You can collab with brands just like we do here on the Wrestling Podcast and choose between the many merchants that fit your podcast's audience. It also gives you tips and samples on how to execute your ads properly so you can maximize your earning potential.
Not just that, you can also track how many of your listeners you were able to convert and know how much you've earned in real time. Cashing out is also a breeze. So if you're a podcaster, make sure you sign up by clicking the link in the description of this podcast episode and use our referral code, Wrestling2XPod. That's Wrestling2XPOD, so you can monetize your podcast too.
Let's go to Kumu for our shoutouts.
So, daming nagpaparamdam sa Kumu ngayon. Sabi ni Geeky Ones, big pay-per-view style. Ah, the old Impact format. Sabi ni Scrubageddon, let's just keep the big four pay-per-views. This, of course, talking about the pay-per-view format that we were talking about earlier. Sabi ni Alvin Mello, first loss to the demon character, if ever. No, sir. He has lost twice, if I'm not mistaken. Julius Torres, sending a shout out to somebody on this thing. Sabi niya kay Royland, umuwi ka na. Sino si Royland, guys? Hindi ko kilala yun. Kandito nagpapauwi. Alvin Mello also says Alexa is his choice. His choice, rather. Kasi he likes the character. It looks credible enough to beat Charlotte. Also, he loves the promo. Also, sending a shout out to JC3332. And sabi ni Admin Angelo, if may magiging match pa dito sa card, ano kaya yung ipapasok nila doon? Talking about Extreme Rules. Quick thoughts.
Probably, I don't know, really.
Probably a WWE Championship match.
Yun. Yeah, same din ako with Roe. Alvin Mello says, grabe yung Dark Side of the Ring episode. Also, sending a big hello and thank you to Washi Abby na nagpaulan ng halo-halo. Thank you, Abby.
What's up, Abby?
And thank you to Admin Angelo with his halo halo also. Always keep hitting those hearts on Kumu, guys.
Maraming salamat. All right. So yeah, let's go to NXT and let's talk about those debuts, particularly that of Dante Chen. You know, we call him the pride of Southeast Asian wrestling because he's basically the first of us who made it to WWE programming. He made his debut Very quick match against Trey Baxter, picked up the win, debuted a finisher that he once hit JDL with here in the Philippines. And people have been showing support, showing love. He's gotten so much coverage in the Singaporean press. It's a big time for us here in Southeast Asia.
Yeah, they even put him over by saying that he looks like a superhero. So I think that's some unintended tie-in promotion for Shang-Chi. Really good stuff. It means that they see something in Dante Chen. I hope that they see good things in him. They're also willing to ride his popularity here in Southeast Asia. Throwing a bone then to the Southeast Asian fans here who are watching NXT Live on TapGo or Tap Sports. So good for him. I hope that this momentum continues and that he gets treated well on NXT.
So masasabi na natin lahat na we've seen at least one for NXT Superstar Live, diba? With FKA Trexus making his NXT debut. So
yeah, that's true.
Yeah, actually, Ro and I can say too, because there's also Ikemen Jiro, who we caught live in 2014.
Oh, pala, yeah, right.
Okay, yeah. So,
yeah, really happy for all of these guys and girls who are making their debuts. Yeah, there was a lot of apprehension from a lot of fans on the internet nung sinabi na may influx of all these new faces on NXT, but so far, I'm liking what I'm seeing. I'm not gonna lie.
That just means a maraming squash match. There were like five squash matches in a row on this week's NXT.
Ang daming debut. We got Lash Legend. We got another girl against Kaylee Ray. Diba nag-debut din yun?
Yes, Anna Shear.
Yeah, there we go. Diba? So, ang daming debuts. And expect more debuts down the road. Kasi they really want to revamp this new NXT.
It's like they're finally proving that, ito pala yung mga sanay namin over the years. So we've been doing something with them.
Right.
Here they are.
After the months of signing former NBA players and whatnot.
Yeah. Former wrestlers.
Okay, to be fair, they've actually been putting in a lot of production work into it. Diba? Look at the vignette for Ikemen Jiro, the Style Strong thing. I love it. I think it's pretty funny. See Tony D'Angelo with another vignette about you experiencing in waste management. I'm loving it.
Yes, Emil, Gigi is the ex-wife of Darby Allin.
Yes. Dolin. Fun fact. Which part was it? Both their names come from one punk rock singer.
Yes. So, a very controversial punk rock singer.
Anyway, so Gigi Allin. There we go. So Gigi Allin yung pangalan ng singer niya.
Right.
Google niya siya. I wanna see more of these new guys, honestly. I wanna see more of these new guys kasi it keeps my hopes up that the WWE are actually using all the guys that they signed. Diba? Hindi yung nakatambak lang yung talent nila. So at least now we get to see Dante Chen. We got to see all these new debuts. Diba? Who's to say na masisira? We were all worried about this new NXT. And so far, there's really nothing to worry about.
Yeah, I mean, Bron Breakker was in the main event. Ivy Nile got hit a Superman punch on Kushida. Hell, the whole Diamond Mine was involved in the Roderick Strong victory. I like that.
Bron Breakker is also pretty good. He's a natural in there. Medyo green siya, you can tell in some points, but overall, though, he's got it. And
yeah,
he will just get better with time and season.
I actually found him more appealing, more easier to watch than Von. What's his name?
Von Wagner.
Wagner. There we go. So yeah, I like Bron Breakker. I like what I'm seeing from him.
Yeah, I think people are just quick to judge because of the name. Bron Breakker is kind of a CAW name, if you know what I mean.
That's true. But like many things, it will stick. Just gotta give it some time before it sticks.
Nasanay din naman tayo sa Antonio Cesaro, di ba? There have been reports, rumors and innuendo stating na there's a mandate to turn NXT into an edgier product. So they reportedly want harsher language or different in-ring work. What can you guys say about this?
It's pretty stupid because that was what, or with regard to the more aggressive in-ring work, that was what Triple H was doing with the old NXT. So if they wanted like a more real style, more stiff style, if you will, that was what was happening in the old NXT. And the focus on in-ring action is what makes AEW so palatable to a lot of younger fans because they like the wrestling that they're seeing. So it's kind of ironic that they made these changes and then rebranding the company, the developmental brand. So it's going to take some work, but I hope the Triple H comes back and, you know, takes the reins again and, you know, puts his own spin into things. Because whatever he was doing was working with people.
It's interesting, though, that you you also mentioned harsher language when they debut a new Joe Gacy. It's all about safe spaces and happiness and using all these buzzwords in his promo, diba? So parang it's very Vince of him to say na, oh, this is the hot shit right now. Let's throw him in there. Diba? Parang it's like him trying to ridicule what's happening in the world right now.
Yung pa,
So parang it's an interesting gimmick. I actually don't know if interesting is the right word here.
No, I think it's bad. It's making a joke out of the younger demographic that Vince so wants to court.
At saka sinasayang nila yung talent ni Joe Gacy. Man, the man is really good. So, parang, give him that, to saddle him with such a stupid gimmick. It's just, what are you doing?
Yeah, it's really bad.
It's kind of weird, no? Now you have Joe Gacy who's being portrayed as a heel, and then ito yung rhetoric niya na parang safe spaces, millennial and Gen Z culture basically. And then on AEW, you have Dan Lambert, who's a villain as well, and yung rhetoric niya is toxic boomer rhetoric.
That's what they get right though, because the boomer stuff is what's really bad. So where NXT does is it's super wrong. So that's what I guess someone needs to pay attention to. I don't know if it's Vince's idea, whoever Boomer came up with this idea needs to be talked to, and Triple H needs to change it next week.
I don't know if you guys were paying attention to commentary, because normally when we have like faces being faces or heels being heels, the commentary is like the voice of the audience. So we talked about this in the Max Caster episode several weeks ago. Were you guys paying attention to what the commentators were saying during the Joe Gacy promo? Because I don't really remember. So baka may naalala kayo.
They were just saying that it was weird. He was all about conflict resolution when wrestling is about conflict. So
that actually makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. So you can tell that we were not supposed to take Joe Gacy as a good guy. So he was made to be a joke. Millennial and Zoomer culture is going to be turned into a joke because of Joe Gacy. And people are going to find it annoying because Joe Gacy makes it annoying. To put it in a wrestling context makes it annoying.
Right. So, yeah, the Joe Gacy character needs some work, or a lot of work.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much it for this week in wrestling. Let's get to our picks of the week. And as always, guys, we've basically opened the floodgates for picks of the week. So type away as we get to ours. I'm going to start. My pick of the week is the main event from Raw, Big E versus Bobby Lashley versus Roman Reigns. Holy crap, that was a really good main event. And the only thing I would have wanted to improve that would be to, I don't know, announce it a week ahead. Promote it for a week.
I would have put that as the main event of Extreme Rules, actually. Like, na-chapwera na si Finn Balor. So, might as well do that, diba?
Sige, who's next?
My pick of the week is my background. Kenny Omega versus Bryan Danielson from AEW. For reasons I've already mentioned.
My pick of the week goes out to this week's episode of Dark Side of the Ring. Also for reasons mentioned.
All right. See, Kaiser says pick of the week niya, Brian versus Omega as well, because he felt like it was very Japanese style. And we do know that Brian has been wanting to compete in New Japan for quite some time. Bruce says that the audio-only episode we released earlier this week featuring NXT UK champion Ilya Dragunov and Raw Tag Team champion Matt Riddle is his pick of the week. Thank you, Bruce, for putting it over. Leo says picks of the week, Bloodline versus New Day, and then Big E, Lashley, and Reigns. See Andre Anaren, Brian versus Omega. Emil says the G1 climax match between Okada and Tanahashi from day two of the G1.
Sorry. Honorable mention, Ishii versus Shingo from day one.
Ooh, yeah. I have to catch that.
Yeah.
Hindi ko pa napapanood yun. See, Rowan says his pick is the Garza cousins are now tagging. That's his pick. Ro, I know you have a lot of love for the Garza cousins too.
Yeah. They brought 205 Live action to Raw, so that's good. It's a good idea for them to tag, and I like the new edge that Umberto has. Itong si Admin Angela, his pick is Christian Cage versus Ace Austin from Victory Road this past weekend. It was a good match. Good match. Si Kyle says that his pick is Class Clown with Chino Leo. You know.
Oh, thank you, Kyle.
Yon. Bruce is asking when day two of the G1 was. That was Sunday, September 19.
Yeah, it was Sunday, yes.
Rowan also mentioning in the comment section that it was reported this week, or actually today, that Gran Metalik has asked for his release. Yes, I did read that.
That is news to me, but I am not surprised.
Yeah, hindi siya nagagamit eh. So, I mean, it was only a matter of time.
Yeah.
Andre says, kailangan nilang gumawa ng tag teams kasi konti na lang ang tag teams sa Raw. Have you seen Tag Team Turmoil from like 2 weeks ago?
That's a lot of teams, guys. So, you know who needs teams? SmackDown needs teams. Like, yeah, a lot
SmackDown
of teams.
SmackDown needs teams. And hopefully, the draft fixes that. But we'll get to that when we
We're going to talk about the draft next week, but I'm going to say it right now. I want the Garza Cousins on SmackDown. Put them there. Draft them.
Okay. It's okay. We'll talk about it next week.
Yeah, we'll talk about that next week. We'll be reviewing Extreme Rules. We'll also be talking about the draft, Rampage, Grand Slam, whatever happens this weekend. So, yun, nakalatag na. Parang siyang AEW card.
Yeah.
Stuff for you to expect on the next episode or the next live stream of the Wrestling Podcast. In the meantime, here's what you can expect from us outside of the podcast. Let's start with Ro.
We're having a humbug right now. So let's go follow the TikTok, guys, at Wrestling2XPod. We're all making content. People are still asking about the current goings on in wrestling. So if you have something to talk about, if you want something to talk about from the latest shows, just ask us there and we will give our opinion.
How about you, Chino?
Okay, so a bunch of things happening for me. First, on the Class Clown podcast, I have a comedian with over 300,000 followers on TikTok and Instagram, Dragus Christian, joins me from Berlin. So we talk about the comedy scene in Berlin as well as all over Europe. So that's coming out tomorrow morning. Also, I am headlining a show this Saturday, care of
Oy, congrats. Friends,
thank you, from Indonesia. So the tickets are up on my Instagram or my Linktree page. Just look for at Chino Supersized on both things, and you will find all the details over there. The show is by Common Reborn. It starts at 7:30 p.m. It's totally free, you guys. All you have to do is fill out the forms. linktr.ee/ChinoSupersized.
Nice. Free comedy.
Chino in the main event. All right. For me, you can check out the next episode of Chinoy TV's documentary on Sunday, 8 p.m. at CNN Philippines. I'm going to be giving my thoughts on The Great Wall. I'll basically be dunking on it. I wonder how much of it they'll show on TV. So here's the hoping that they don't censor me too much. You can also check out the newest episode of On Deck featuring Aisha Agkawili, where we talked about her being the sex guru and what that means to her over a decade later. Really interesting conversation over there. And for everything else that you might want to catch up on with regard to my work, you can check out my Linktree. That's linktr.ee/stancsays. Oh, meron. As of last week pa.
Wait, pahabol. Guys, if you haven't listened to our interviews yet with Ilya Dragunov and Riddle, it's on Spotify and wherever you get your podcast, guys. It's only half an hour long. It will not take you very long. Please listen to it and grab some Minute Burger while you're at it.
Yes, please. Sobrang laking bagay nun for us. So please follow us wherever you can. Sa Kumu, syempre, dito at Wrestling Pod. On Spotify, at the Wrestling Podcast. Facebook and Instagram, same handle, at Wrestling Podcast. And TikTok and Twitter at Wrestling2XPod. You can also check out smarkhenry.com for your wrestling news and reviews. Individually, if you want to talk to us, it is at Roiswar, at Chino Supersized, and at _StanC. Yes, Wacky, my Survivor viewing party ako in an hour. Message me if you want to be a part of it. And if you want to stay safe, please just do what you can to do so. Keep those double masks on. Register to vote. May time pa, just a little under a week. So habang kaya pa, please go and do that. Vote next year in 2022. And get your vaccines if and when you can.
For this voting, but you might have to go like super early, like 3 a.m. Because I have seen stories of people having to line up that early because may cut off pala. Yep. So if you haven't registered yet, please register.
I just want to say that this might encourage people that if you do register, you get 50% off a certain fast food burger that is a...
Hey, oh, pala, oh, pala. Yeah,
that's right.
That.
That's
that.
Right.
Burger. So, ano ba? Love ko to.
Basta makita niyo rin yun. Makita niyo rin yun.
Love ko yung burger niyo. So,
so, kung love niyo yung bansa at love niyo yung burger, you know what to do, right? Please register to vote. Less than a week to go. Let's do this for 2022. All right? On behalf of my co-hosts, Ro Moran and Chino Liao, my name is Stan C. Wrestling Podcast out. Stay safe, everyone. Bye-bye.
Peace.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.